I dated this guy and I really liked him. One date, he said, "Cool beans, seriously?" And I could not. I didn't know what happened. I liked this guy so much too. He told our waitress, "Cool beans," about some update for our order. And I go, "Is that because she talked about the edamame? Are you literally saying cool beans?" Like, what? I asked him.
Pettiest thing I've ever heard.
It's so petty.
Oh my God. Now I'm wondering if I say it. I could totally say that.
No, you could say it and it would be adorable. But he, you know, he deserves a woman, not me. Some amazeballs woman who will accept him.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Bad Dates, a podcast that celebrates the absolute fucking disasters that we could all face on the road to love, to shagging, or to both. I'm Jameela Jamil, and I'm inviting some of my absolute favourite people to discuss their most iconic dating clusterfucks. We've all had them. It doesn't matter how hot, how smart, how funny, how rich you are. And if you don't think that you've had a bad date, then maybe that's just because you're someone else's bad date and you don't know it yet. So while you now process that, and while we all process that, I can see a look on Nikki's face.
Oh, God.
Let's get on with the show. Hello to our guest. Today we have the excellent, excellent, hilarious Nikki Glaser joining us. Nikki is an incredible stand-up comedian who has hosted Not Safe with Nikki Glaser and F-Boy Island. And she hosts the Nikki Glaser podcast on iHeartRadio. And I'm so excited that she's here. And also Esther Pavitsky. Hi, Esther, by the way. Hello. It's nice to meet you for the first time. You will have seen Esther in Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, Alone Together and Dollface, and she hosts the podcast My Pleasure. We all have podcasts. I now think it's a prerequisite to allow anyone on the show if they don't have their own podcast.
Oh, yeah. You can't be friends with non-podcasters in 2023. Crazy. Wait, Nikki, are you also freaking out that when she said that you could be someone else's bad date? Like, I'm flooded with times where I was definitely that.
One of my worst dates was where I thought it was great. I thought it was the best date I've ever had. And we didn't get a second date, making it therefore probably the worst date, because I thought I was like, had found my long lost boyfriend that I've been looking for years. And this guy had, it was not mutual. And I had no idea. I thought I could really read people. And it's, and now he's famous.
Oh, that reminds me of an econ test I took once in college where I thought I did really well. I thought I got an A and I literally got an F. So I can really relate to that.
Whoa. What did you have the wrong Scantron or something? What happened?
No, I just was going through my college classes completely delusional and that I knew better than everyone else, clearly.
I think that's quite legendary. I love people with a deluded self-confidence. I think they're the greatest, especially women in particular. I fucking live for that shit.
We have to all have that a little bit to get to where we are right now with each of us having 16 podcasts. There has to be, to think that people want to listen to us talk this much, there's got to be some delusion.
You got to believe.
Are you running out of your own bad dates to talk about, Jamila? Or are ones like,
well, I haven't been on many dates. Is why I have this podcast, is because I haven't been asked out a lot. And even if I have, I probably wouldn't have known it, because unless you're inside of me, I don't know if you like me and this is a vibe. Yes. And obviously post me too. That's very complicated.
I really relate to that because I didn't date until, you know, I had my first boyfriend was 24. My first kiss was 18, like, and that was like on a dare or something. I didn't date either. And I really don't like dating because I hate the pretense of we are sitting down to decide if we're going to have sex and then maybe be together forever. Like, that is in the air and it's too much.
God,
over,
I've never even thought about it like that.
You know?
That
is too much pressure.
It's too much, it's pressure, too much pressure over a bowl of ramen or whatever the heck you meet for. It's just, there's too much weighing on it.
So what would you guys say it's like to date you? You know, we're going to talk about your experience of dating other people, but how is it to date you? Do you have a sense of this?
Esther, you want to take this one? It's been a while since you've been out there, right, Esther?
Yeah, I don't think I should even publicly share what it's like to date me. I think, like, it can't be good, whatever it is. I think I honestly, my current partner, who's my fiance, whose last name I also have, even though we were not married yet, it was just, I took his last name more as like a chess move. But
what?
He,
No.
It's complicated.
Sorry, you can't.
Wait, Pavitsky's okay. not his last name.
No, I'm so I changed my legally. Name on Instagram. Oh, not legally yet, but his last name is King. So I'm going by Esther King. Like,
I didn't
kind
know
of.
That. Oh, that's yes. cool.
So, but anyway, so he is my partner. We are till death do us part. But after, like, we started dating a little bit into the relationship, he told me, he was like, you know, our first kiss, you were really excited. Like, he totally told me basically that I was a bad kisser and that I just like had too much, which is how I kiss like I'm in middle school. I just aww. Give a lot of energy. I'm so
well, that
happy
means a lot
to be
of
there.
Tongue, doesn't it?
So much tongue.
Right.
Like I say, if it's, if you think your kissing style is going to beat mine, mine is like if it's rock, paper, scissors and I beat everything, like mine just dominates.
I'm the opposite. I'm like wartime rations with my tongue, especially at first. Like, honestly, it's like World War II. It's, you need a voucher. You know, it's
people are making soup.
There's
out
a
of
long line. There's a lot of broth being made from my kisses.
Jesus, that's so funny. Or do you get into tongue later? Like, are
yeah,
you
yeah,
are
yeah.
you are you big
yeah,
tonguer
yeah.
now? Okay,
yeah, yeah. No, I mean, I wouldn't say big, but I think I'm a modest tonguer. It feels yeah. like the Depression era rather than during the actual war. So it's still modest.
People are waiting in
there.
Lines to kiss you. Yeah.
Anyway,
this is okay. helpful. Bad dates.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm going to start with Nikki. Nikki, you have an intriguing title to your story. I have never heard it before. It's called Leave It in Las Vegas.
Okay, so this kind of goes back to a guy that we met, and we kind of met under a circumstance where our romance was kind of secretive and like people didn't know, but it was like under the radar. It was all very sexy. And
was there a reason for this? Was he married or
no?
He was
no, it was just work related, you know, like okay. a showman's kind of thing. And so he pursued me really hard out of the gate. He was not someone that I would have ever been attracted to, but it was, he liked me so much and seemed to pursue me so much. It worked. And it was the first time I had actually given into that and been like, this guy actually seems to think I'm pretty great. And you know what? I'm going to trust him and actually go for this guy that likes me a lot. So as soon as I was like in and I kind of shut down other things that were going on so I could focus on him, as soon as I shut those down, he lost interest. And he had been begging me to kind of shut those down. And so I was abandoned in this situation. But then, you know, he would come back around and we lived in separate cities. After we met, we kind of had this little romance. It fell apart and then the job ended and then we're both on separate coasts and we would stay in touch on FaceTime. And this was a weird thing that had happened to me before.
How in touch? Were you just talking or were you wanking on FaceTime?
Well, this is it. Okay. So we had not had sex at all, but we had hooked up when we had been in person in the same city, right?
Right.
And then on FaceTime, there was never any mention of the romantic vibe we had. There was never, it was like we were buddies, but it was, we would still like talk about meeting up to do those things. So it was this weird thing of this guy would never compliment me about my looks, anything sexual. There'd be no flirtation. And it was really driving me crazy because I know I had just seen him. You know, I'd been in the same city. We had hooked up. We had had this whole thing. And then I flew home and we're FaceTiming every day. And it's just like buddy talk. And it's getting to the point where
this is the guy, I feel like I've spoken to you about this person before, where this is the guy who you would even compliment to see, right? If he compliments you back, that guy, that prick.
I would like answer the phone with like, I would put my chest in the freezer before we talked and wear like a white shirt. I remember sticking my chest in the freezer so when he FaceTimed, I could just be like a low angle with like just a perfect silhouette of my nipple. Just so he'd say something, and he never said anything. I was so thirsty. And it was so, have you ever been with someone like that? That is like, can't give you compliments, like cannot tell you you're pretty, can't tell, even though he's getting hard and like you're being able to get him to ejaculate. So clearly there's something that's
right
horny about you for him, but he can't say it.
I date English people only, so we're all too embarrassed to tell each other anything, to say anything.
So maybe this
we don't give or receive compliments. Like, so no, I don't understand what you're saying. But
I've also been mid sex and say to a guy, "You're so hot," while he's fucking me, and then he did not respond.
What? No. Like, is happening?
That killed me. I'm like, "You're so hot." And then it's just dead silence. Like, he does not give the compliment back. And also, your freezer nipple trick, which I love, and I'm going to use that on everyone I know. But I have done a similar thing where I put peppermint oil on my lips before a FaceTime call to, like, make my lips look. Yeah, to make them look puffier and see if they notice, to, like, try to get a lip compliment.
It went on like this for a while. And then, eventually, one day he was like kind of feeling sick and he couldn't get to sleep. So he took Ambien and then he called me. And I knew he was on Ambien, but I didn't know like what the deal was with Ambien, like how it affected you. And
it makes you very racist. Go on.
The one time I took it, I did like delete Twitter from my phone just in case that was a side effect. I was like, I don't know what this thing does. I've heard stories. I don't feel that's in my heart, but I took the white sheets out of my apartment. I go, I don't know what I'm going to do with these. I take too much.
So you had Ambien.
This dude, he's on Ambien, and I'm talking to him, and then now suddenly he's getting a little bit sexy. Like, he's starting to like kind of get a little horny, and then it leads to us having phone sex, first time phone sex, and also making plans about seeing each other, going away together. And I'm like, finally, this guy, I knew he had I thought it was like maybe like one drink, you know, like it impaired him that much. I knew that things were coming out because he was impaired, but I didn't realize what was going on. So the next day I went into work and I was like, my friends all knew I was doing a radio show at the time. My friends all knew I was like so into this guy, not getting what I wanted. And finally I'm like, last night it happened. We told each other everything. We're into each other. I feel like he's my boyfriend. It's going to take like one time to see him. And then this is like on, and this is like, could be real. And I was in the best, it was like the best day I've ever had. I was like skipping around New York City. And then later that
night,
like
that scene for 500 Days of Summer, right? Where suddenly you're in a musical. Okay.
Things are turning into cartoons. Like, I was so happy. I remember how on top of the world I was because I had conquered this guy that seemed so disinterested in me. But I knew it was there because of the boners and the cum and everything. And I knew that was like, I knew if you could hook up with me in person, it's there somewhere. So then I go home that night to FaceTime him again, and it's back to kind of like buddy. And I kind of made some slight joke about what we had talked about the night before, like kind of sexy. And he was like, what is that? And I go, oh, you know, it's the, you know, we were doing last night. And he was like, I don't remember anything from last night. And I was like, nothing? And he was like, literally nothing. I was on Ambien. I was blacked out. And I go, well, you said a lot of things that really affected me, and I and he goes, he was like, sorry, oh God, that, Ambien, it really is bad for me. Like, I react to it wrong. And there was no sense of like guilt or embarrassment.
So he becomes kind and emotionally, so that's the side effect for him, is he becomes kind, sexual, and emotionally available is his side effect from Ambien.
And then not being on it, he becomes cold. And I go, do you want me to tell you what you said so you can, you know, because I wanted him to know what, and he goes, no, I don't even want to know. I don't,
oh,
I can't, I'm embarrassed.
Oh God.
And I was like, I was so hurt. And I would love to say that I was like, I'm done with him. But instead I kept talking to him. And then months later, he came to town and was like, I would love to have lunch with you. And I'm like, back on, ready to forgive him.
Oh,
all
Nikki.
Underwater. And I go to meet him, and he held my hand. And he was like, can you please hold my hand? I was like, no, ew. And he's like, please just hold my hand. I need to tell you something. And I was like, okay. And so I held his hand, and which was just like so magical, because he never held my hand except to like one time when I went to his hotel to blow him before he left town. I like took an Uber to downtown LA before he had a flight that morning to like go hang out with him. And I just like waited for his assistant to leave, who was just hanging out way too long. He could have like told him to leave so long. We had like 2 hours together, and he waited till like 1 hour, 45 minutes to be like, hey, could you run down and get me something? I'm like, finally, this guy is leaving. It's only enough time. I blow him. And then he holds my hand as he walks me to the elevator, and he does this hold where it's like interlocking. And I'm like, oh my God, yes. It's like such an intimate handhold. And then he bowls me into the elevator. He just like, the elevator comes. He doesn't walk me in. He just lets me, he releases me into it. And even then I was like, we're going to be together. Cause he like also gave me the sweatshirt that he was going to give to Goodwill. And I was like, I like it. And he was like, do you want it? And I was like, oh my God, boyfriend sweatshirt. I was like smelling it all day, like thinking it was me. It's so embarrassing. My friend was like, it's brand new. It has a sticker on it. It's from a bank, from like a promotion. Like, this is not his like varsity jacket. But I was like, it's so like baggy. And I'm a little girl in it. I'm like pulling the sleeves. It's an extra small. It was, so that was even before. 6 months later, I was in Las Vegas and I was doing a show, and he was in town for something. And he was like, I'm going to come to your show. And I go, oh, okay. And I could, it was a little bit flirty. I go, here we are back at this. And it's like 3 in the morning, one of these where you're like, come on. And so we go back to his place. I have to leave for the airport I'm getting picked up at 5. So I have 2 hour window to like make something happen. We go back to his place and he just makes a beeline. He goes through, it's this big suite. He makes a beeline for his bedroom, and he just gets in bed with fully clothed, takes off his shoes and gets in bed fully clothed, jeans, the whole thing. And so I am just like, okay, it's not touching me or anything. I follow him and I'm like, I'm going to play this fucking game. So I get in the bed, same, fully clothed. And we're just laying there like two kids, like I felt like I was in bed with my cousin, like looking at the ceiling, like talking about life. And I'm fucking furious because I have no time. And this guy is not doing any kind of sexy stuff. We're in his bed. And then he starts to fall asleep in his clothes next to me. I've wasted my whole day. And I asked him a question, and he goes, what? And I could feel him kind of like jolt. And I go, are you falling asleep? And he goes, why are you mad? And I go, aren't we going to hook up? What is happening here? I just explained, I'm like, what is going on? And he goes, whoa, 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 whoa. And I go, he goes, is that what you wanted? I go, I'm in your bed. And he goes, I know, but like, and I go, why do you have your clothes on? And he was like, I don't know. And I go, you know what? Oh, I go, this is just so weird. He's like, I know it is weird. And I'm like, okay, maybe he's nervous or something. And I go, because I wasn't going to make the first touch. I had to like, and he goes, are you sure you want that? And I go, yeah, I'm pretty sure. And he goes, am I going to get me too'd? Are you sure with this? Because this was like me too time. And I go, I am in your bed. I took my shirt off. Like, how could the signs be more clear? So then he finally acquiesces and starts touching me. So yeah, we hooked up. I got nothing out of the deal, of course. And then I just wanted it to be over.
You mean as in you didn't have an orgasm?
No, not even. I mean,
so far from. Okay.
So far from. And that's right. Not entirely his fault. I think he did try. I want to go on record and say he did try. I was just so angry. And yeah, I mean, honestly, I really don't begrudge women faking orgasms, because it's sometimes too hurtful to them to be like, you're.
No, I disagree. I'll fight you on that on a separate
really?
Podcast. I will fight you to the death. That's why they don't get better. We are enabling. When we do it, we are enabling.
Sometimes
we
don't know the difference.
We are sending a bad shagger off to the next woman.
Yeah, you're so right.
Do you know what I mean? There's no warning.
Okay, I take that back. So This time he did not hold my hand, walked me to the front door of his hotel and just let me off into the hallway. Didn't even bother bowling me into the elevator this time, and never heard from him again. And to be honest with you, I never got a date out of it. I never got an actual like, we're dating. So it doesn't even count. Like that's so often these guys that would be bad dates. There would be no dinner. There would be no like courtship. It doesn't even count as a date. It was just me making myself available to win this guy was available to let me hang out with him.
Thank you, Nikki. That story was a fucking ride.
It was a ride.
It was amazing.
Relatable, an amazing ride.
Thank you.
I definitely relate to it. And also, I agree. Don't fake orgasms. I will never do that. But I did it in high school. And I have to say that when my high school boyfriend dumped me, he would not speak to me, but the one power move that I made at the end of that breakup was when I told him I faked all of our orgasms, and that did he
ice cold.
He called me back right away when I told him that.
Yes.
So if you ever, even if whether you fake or don't fake, always keep in your back pocket that you can tell them that you are faking it and ruin their lives.
Oh,
after.
That's so painful. Okay, we're gonna be back right after this.
Bad dates.
As a business owner, I can tell you from experience that shipping can make or break a sale. Now, as your business grows, maybe you should use ShipStation because they can help optimize how you ship your orders so you can stay competitive while you scale up. Whether you're shipping 100 packages a month or thousands, ShipStation lets you automate routine shipping tasks and easy handle returns. They have effortless integration everywhere you could possibly think of selling online, including Amazon, Walmart, Shopify, and more. And you'll be able to manage orders, print labels, compare rates, optimize every shipment, and automate delivery notifications in one simple dashboard. Be sure to check out their industry-leading discounted rates from USPS, UPS, DHL, and Global Post, with discounts up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And over 130,000 companies have already grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. So optimize and keep up your momentum for growth with ShipStation. Use the promo code BADDATES today at ShipStation.com to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, promo code BADDATES.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you're looking to set some boundaries between friends or family, therapy can help. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself so you don't feel drained. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/baddates today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/baddates.
Bad dates. And we're back. And after that roller coaster, it is time for Esther's story. Esther, your story is called Last Minute Surprise, and I'm dying to find out more.
Okay, mine is very quick and almost, I would say, hack compared to Nikki's, which was so vulnerable and like took us all on a journey of relatability. So please, no one be too excited for this one. But I don't know why. Clearly, I'm like obsessed with high school still because mine is from high school.
Mm-hmm. They're formative. It's formative years.
Yeah,
it is. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
So basically, I was newly single after I got dumped by my boyfriend, and I was like, for the first and only time in my life, I was open to going on a blind date, right? Like, I was just so, I needed to meet anyone that I could possibly meet. And a girlfriend of mine that I took dance class with, she had a new boyfriend, and she wasn't from my high school. So she had access to all these guys that were like new and exciting. And she's like, my new boyfriend has a friend, he's single, and I think we should like go on a double date. I was like, perfect. This is exactly what the doctor ordered. Mm-hmm. Let's go. So we go to California Pizza Kitchen. And we all are ordering our margarita pizzas and buttering our bread. And it's just great. Like, you know, mid-2000s, Midwest vibes. And
I was working there in the mid-2000s.
Shut up. You worked at CPK?
Imagine.
Yeah, I worked at CPK. It was I think it was the hardest test I've ever taken to memorize that menu. And like, I remember the flashcards and everything. But yeah, as soon as you said the buttered bread, I remember the plates with the three pieces. And yeah, it's good. It's a good date vibe.
Oh my God.
Okay. In a mall?
Yes, Old Orchard Mall. The first time I ever tried a brownie sundae was at a CPK. Like, I owe them a lot.
Formative moments.
Yes, I used to go there all the time with my friends. I worked at Johnny Rockets in the mall. So
yes.
We have similar histories. Okay, so we get there. I'm sitting next to my friend. We're sitting across from the boys in our booth. And I'm like, he's cute, okay? Like, he's tall. He's Jewish. He's really kind and like sweet. Like, it's just going great. Like, he's attentive. We're having our side convo. And I'm like, wait, I will say this. I'm not like instantly attracted. It's not like, oh, he's so hot, but it's like, this is going well. Like, this
is he's good on paper.
Yeah. And like, he's, like I said, just what more do you want than like an attentive, curious person who's wants to get to know you on a blind date? I don't know. It just felt heard and seen, and it was really comforting, right? Like, it was just a comforting conversation. And the date goes on, and you know, we basically, like, the check comes and he goes, wait, what did you say your last name was? And I'm like, oh, it's Pavitsky. It's like, whatever, it's Jewish and like old and weird. And he looks at me and his face completely changes. And he goes, I think we're cousins. He's like, my last name is Yale, Jason Yale. And I'm like, instantly, I'm like, oh my God, I remember this guy from his grandma's funeral.
No.
I'm like, oh no, he's correct. Like, it all flooded back to me. I remember being in his basement at his grandma's funeral. Like, this is my cousin for sure.
Oh my God.
And I was just so embarrassed. And I was like, okay,
cool. Because you had definitely flirted at this point with your cousin. Like, there had been no...
But also that feeling of familiarity you mistook for like, oh, this is going to go somewhere. But actually, you've just been in a basement with your mutually dead grandmother.
Yes. And like... that it's like the comforting warmth I felt was just like a guy talking to his cousin. It wasn't anything more than that.
It was like he had your dad's eyes or something. Like, that's what I was like. Oh no.
Oh, the warm feeling of being close to your own DNA.
Yes.
That warm and like, buzz and that you get.
It so checks out too, because my dad famously like doesn't talk to his relatives. So I grew up having no real relationship with my dad's side of the family. Like, very much my mom's side is like the people we spend holidays with. And so I never would have known if he didn't say anything. Like, thankfully his mom's maiden last name is my last name. So that's why he was able to put it together. But
wow.
Yeah, that hurt.
So his mom was sisters with your dad.
No, his mom, my dad was an only child, but he had like cousins. many cousins. So it was my dad's was like first cousin's kid. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Oh my goodness.
You
see, where I come
cousin.
From, where I come from, that's not that big a deal. But
I think it would have been
no, I'm joking.
Like,
I'm joking.
I think your kid would
you
have been
to be
not,
several
like,
cousins removed, but still, it's a little bit weird.
Yeah, it's not good, but it's still, I mean, what a bummer. That's so funny. Did you guys like laugh about it? I mean, was it instantly like... comical, or was it like gross, let's get out of here?
I think it was somewhere right in the middle, because I don't remember having a hard fun laugh, but I remember having a light uncomfortable laugh of like, okay, let's wrap this up, this is great, but let's move on from this. And I
Like, sometimes people are on the pill, and apparently some contraceptive pills, like, you know, you're supposed to be attracted to other, not brother, is the way that the expression goes, is in
right.
like people who are as far from your DNA as possible, and those make the strongest or whatever, like kin. But the pill sometimes fucks people up and makes them attracted to the opposites. They're attracted to people who are more genetically similar to them, and so it's actually not necessarily the right person for you. Oh, you sometimes God. Hear about people going on the pill and no longer being attracted to their partner.
I just started the pill today because I'm freezing my eggs. So they're like,
well,
starting
stay away from your family, Nikki.
And I have a reunion coming up. No, that's so interesting. My boyfriend even
she's
like,
gonna
was
have
like,
me sitting in the back in the kitchen, like freezing out her tits in the refrigerator.
Yeah, my eggs aren't the only thing I'm freezing. I'm just in there.
Oh my God, Esther, I'm so glad you found out before anything physical happened, because that shit would scar you for life.
Thank you. I do have a hot first cousin, so it's like, you know, that wouldn't have been that bad if things had gone down, you know. But I have a question for you guys. Like, do you believe in this theory that like your like smell, body smells are supposed to indicate whether or not you're a good fit? Like, I've had guys who love the smell.
Do you mean?
Like guys who will literally like sniff my armpits and like smell my breath and be into it. But then there's also guys who are like so repulsed by it. And I'm like, is that
Jesus Christ?
Like, is that, you know, it's so extreme. No one's just like, okay with my existence.
I really struggle. I hate perfumes or aftershave of any sort. I can't stand smells. And especially the artificial smells. So I really have to fit the body odor of the person that I'm with, because they can't hide. Can't hide from my nose, because I won't let you douse yourself in anything, because I have such a strong reaction. So I personally am pro the pheromonal indicator.
Right.
I don't have any body odor issues with my fiance, but I do feel like a lot of the times, like our breath, we bump on breath together.
That's all right. That's different. I think
really?
Breath is different. Okay. Breath is dependent on like what you eat and your gut health. So I think we're not going to stress about
that. Okay, thank you. That makes me feel better. Because we were recently having sex and I was just like, your breath is so bad. And I was scared to say it, but I just had to be honest as to why I was avoiding his mouth. And then he just bursted out at me. He's like, so is yours. And I was like, we're on the same page, carry on.
That's love. That's love. Did you stop to have a mint each or no?
No, we just avoided each other's faces.
I would stop to have a mint, and that's how we know there's something wrong with me. Everyone would be given a mint or a small lid of mouthwash. All right. Well, then during this next break, everyone go and sniff yourselves and then maybe wash yourselves, and we'll be right back.
Yeah. Bad dates.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte. Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
And we're back. Okay, so I've heard such fabulous stories from the two of you, and I'm so deeply grateful for both of you to come on here and share with me and to trigger my deep, dark memories. I also put out a question onto the internet to my followers to see if they had any of their own horror stories. And normally I get sort of 3 or 4 DMs from different people and then I read them out on the podcast. However, one woman, her name is Maddie Bonanzio, had so many horror stories all of her own that she gets this episode section dedicated just to her. And it's an iconically bad list of things that she has witnessed on dates that made me want to stay inside forever. Okay, so this all just happened to Maddie, who is now, by the way, getting married to someone that she loves. And so it's all ended up happily. But Jesus Christ, did she have to kiss a lot of frogs? All right, I'm going to run through them and stop me if anything triggers a memory or a thought. So she says, a man told me on a first date that his favorite food is live baby octopus because you can feel them struggle in your mouth.
Oh my God.
You thought cool beans was bad. Imagine how much of an odd, scary serial killer deal breaker that is.
Ugh. That is so disturbing. Like, where? What city was she in? So I never go there. I'm scared.
I don't know. But it's very don't fuck with cats vibes, in my opinion. All right. So she says on a second date, she went to dinner at a man's apartment and he had a full BDSM outfit that he bought for her, even though they had never discussed this in any capacity, including her shoes somehow in her size. And she has unnaturally small feet.
Oh, my God. I would feel seen, kind of, because I'm kind of into that, but...
Well, for you, it would be like the Pretty Woman necklace.
Yeah. Also, I have a size 5, which is a very small foot, and I'd be like, oh my God, like, you knew? That's so thoughtful. I don't know. Yes. I would be a little, like, complimented.
The audacity of this guy, though. Jesus.
I have ginormous feet. I'm a 10, so I feel like someone would have to show up with two separate canoes. and I would presume they were shoes for me. All right. She says, a man... This is my favorite one. A man cried on our first date after making out because, and I quote, this just confirms I'm gay.
No!
That's my favorite one that I've ever read. I actually can't believe... I mean, so happy for him that he's, like, solidified his journey. But, oh, my God, crying into your mouth after a kiss that kissing you feels so wrong that it has qualified his sexuality as not being to do with you is amazing.
But counterpoint, like, it's almost kind of a compliment. It's like, well... He knows that if I'm not doing it for him, then no one
100%.
Could.
I love that way of looking at it. And you know what? From having
that's probably what he meant.
From having spoken to this woman a little bit and going through her Instagram, I bet it's that because she rules.
Yeah, it's got to be
so that. I like that. I like that. That's a better spin. Mine was naturally a British negative one about me. The next one is also very good. A man ghosted me, then texted me 2 weeks later saying, sorry, my ex tied me to my bed frame.
I would probably follow up on that and be like, I need to hear the story. Let's go out.
You would be instantly wet from
the guy's not the guy's excuses on not fucking writing back. You know, no one's bad at texting. No one loses their phone. No one breaks it. Like that's how desperate they are for excuses because there are none anymore not to text back.
I think I might try that now with people. Just tied to my bed frame. Think I've been kidnapped. You know what I mean? Just give it a really dark, taken sort of spin. So, I mean, what a trooper that woman is. I'm so happy that she's found her person and is now living out.
God
knows that she's really done her market research with these people.
Kidding.
So we know that that's a good guy.
Yeah.
Because she's got enough self-respect to have walked away from these clowns. But
I don't know how these guys exist out there, just having these lines and like how many people have been come before her to hear those kinds of things. And like,
baked orgasms, Nikki. That's what it is. It's a culture of women who didn't fucking say.
I'm part of the
that's
problem.
Annoying.
I will take that. Yes, I've changed after this episode. I will no longer do it, even with myself. Sometimes I do it alone.
Oh my God, there's nothing funnier than not wanting to hurt your own feelings while masturbating. Guys, you've been an absolute dream. Esther,
likewise.
Nikki, you're both so delightful and kind and funny, and I'm so happy that you're currently in happy relationships. And should that ever change, or should you ever have a horrible old memory resurface, please come back anytime.
Would love to.
Thank you, girl.
Hell yeah.
You can hear Nikki Glaser Monday through Thursday on the Nikki Glaser podcast, and tickets for the Good Girl Tour can be found on her website, nikkiglaser.com. And don't forget to check out Esther Pavitsky's podcast, My Pleasure, with new episodes every Thursday.
Dates is produced by Smartless Media and Wondery. Created by Robert Cohen. Executive producers are Robert Cohen and Jamila Jamil. That's me. Produced by Stuart Bailey. Produced, engineered, and edited by Devon Torrey Bryant. Talent producer is Anne Harris. Associate producer is Maddie McCann. Music by Cushy and Evan Schletter. Executive producers are Will Arnett, Jason Bateman, and Sean Hayes. Executive producers for Smartless Media are Richard Coulson and Bernie Kaminsky. If you've had a bad date and you'd like to tell us all about it, our number is 984-265-3283 and our email is baddatespod@gmail.com. We can't wait to hear all about it. That's all for this week. We will see you next time for more Bad Dates. Hello, Prime members. You can listen to Bad Dates early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus and Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Hello, I'm Johnny Knoxville.
And I'm Elna Baker, and we have a new podcast. It's called Pretty Sure I Can Fly.
Yep, we've teamed up with my friends and barmates from Smartless to create a podcast where we talk to folks who have more balls in a bowling alley.
People who accomplish something extraordinary despite people telling them that it couldn't or shouldn't be done.
You'll hear stories about the Air Force doctor who buckled into a 600-mile-per-hour rocket sled and became the fastest man on the planet.
And a man who wrestles alligators and sharks for fun.
Do not do this.
You'll hear about a foul-mouthed moonshiner.
Got a 2-inch dick and a 6-inch tongue and knows how to use both of them.
And an even more foul-mouthed female stunt pilot. We got bull riders.
Balloonists.
Bobsledders.
And big wave surfers. People who lay their balls on an anvil and hand the other fella the hammer.
Okay. I bet you've actually done that, Johnny.
Maybe for sweeps. Follow Pretty Sure I Can Fly on the Wondery app.
Or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can listen to Pretty Sure I Can Fly early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.